Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of our Life by Life West. I'm Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and with me is my co-host and my partner in all things good, nothing bad, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
You're in Denver right now. I'm in Montana, and we're going all the way cross country to New Hampshire, where Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where we got Dr. Michael Beebe coming at us or coming with us. Michael, Dr. Michael, welcome to the Life by Life West.
Excited to be here, guys.
Yeah, you've been with us before. You were actually on before with your husband, right, Dr. Yep. Tyler Evans, and he was just on recently talking about CBCT, and we wanted you on, and obviously, boom, here we are.
So, yeah.
We've got the better half, we can say right now. We'll say different, you know. And
The other half.
But let me tell our audience just real quickly about yourself. Dr. Michael's a 2010 LCCW graduate. Upon graduating, she's into upper cervical work. She works with Blair specific upper cervical. She and maybe at that time, I don't know if you guys were married, but at that time you and Tyler went up to Seattle, Washington, did associateships up there for about 5 years learning.
No, he followed me up there. I went up there first. He followed me.
Are you older as a graduate as far as graduation?
Yeah, I graduated a year ahead of him.
Okay, good. Good, good. So you're the senior chiropractor in the office, and so they were both up in Seattle, and then they moved to New Hampshire and opened their own practice up in 2016. They've got a booming practice, which you'll hear about today. But not only that, I think that, you know, just be it known that Dr. Michael also is on the board of the ICA Upper Cervical Council. She's on the board of the Blair Society. Competes in horsepersonship, right? And and probably the biggest thing of all is that she's got a beautiful one-year-old daughter named Avery, who probably means more than anything in the world to her. And she balances all of this, you know, successfully. And that's what we're going to get into too. So, So welcome. I think I introduced you well enough, and then we're going to just jump into it. So,
I'm really excited to be here. And you know, you're right. There's a balance, but I think what it comes down to is priorities, right? It's like success can look different for a lot of different people. And so for me, success has always just been having a super full life. But there are people who are uber successful if they have, you know, a single doctor, single CA, you know, they get to spend a lot of time with their patients. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, five doctors, we have four staff, you know, we spend on average an hour with our patients the first visit, an hour the second, 15 minutes the third, and then for regular checkups, about 7 minutes, you know, and then when it's time for a re-exam, another 15 minutes. So like, success can look like a lot of different things. Right. You know, I just happen to, I've done it before where I've been like, I'm too busy and I've cleared my schedule. And then I get anxious and go crazy. And so then I fill myself back up and I'm super happy.
Well, and that's so true because I kind of want to dive in and talk about, you know, the last time we spoke, you didn't have Avery yet. No, children, success is, you know, it's how you define it, but you have a practice and that's your baby. And then the real baby comes and she's not even a priority. She's your life.
Right.
So I ask that question by so many women and men, especially at Discovery Weekend. How do you do it? I want to have kids. Can I do this? How does it look? And I always say it looks very different for everybody. And that's a great question to ask and ask a lot of people that. So I kind of want to, because I don't even know
this question,
like, What does it look like now with as far as like having Avery? And I want to know everything from your hours to like, where is she when you're at the office and how's it looking? How's it work?
Yeah. So It's a great question. And how, you know, like you said, it looks differently for everybody. How Tyler and I chose to do it was to be able to be in a place where I could step away and do maternity leave for 3 months. He stepped away and did paternity leave for 3 months. We have three associates in the practice that were keeping things going. I'm back to, so full-time practice in our practice is 4 days a week for every doc. And so every doc has an administrative day. And whether they're kind of doing appointments or meeting with other professionals or doing chart notes, like that's their day. And so I'm back to 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. We also were able to afford some childcare. So we have a nanny that comes to our house Mondays and Fridays. And then Tuesday is Tyler's admin day. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, he goes in the morning. I go in the afternoon. We switch midday. And then Thursday is my admin day. So we're super lucky that our daughter's kind of able to be, you know, at our house or in a home type environment. And, you know, we're able to be with her literally 5 days a week. We do have other kind of ad hoc friends and family that will watch her like for 2 or 3 hour chunks if we have appointments or something on our admin day when we've got her. But that's what that looks like. And I think we were able to do it in a space where we had the resources to really make it ideal for us. I think if we were just starting out in practice, it would probably look a lot different. But I know that there are couples that do that successfully as well. So it really just depends on what works for you. It took Tyler and I 5 years to conceive and carry Avery. We had to do IVF, and there was a lot of consideration. So we were trying to have her much earlier, but it just kind of turned out that this is mm-hmm. what came along. And
it's always
and
perfect,
so
right?
As a female, yes, it's always perfect. And you know, as a female chiropractor, I'm also, you know, I see a heavy load in the practice. You know, my practice is quite full. I typically am booking 4 to 6 weeks out for a new patient, which is not something that I'm super proud of. I'd love to see people sooner. I don't have the availability. And that's where we have our associates. So I see a heavy load of practice. And then I manage our practice, and I manage our staff. I manage the marketing of the practice, and I manage, meaning like I see the 30,000 foot view. One of our associates, Dr. Luisa Castro, who's been with us since 2019. And she's the clinic director. So she does some of the day-to-day operations. And then we have our office manager who handles some of the day-to-day operations with our 4 staff members. And mm-hmm. so there's people that support that. But I kind of look at the big picture. And so it really is about time management. And yeah. It also, I think, is about understanding that you're not going to be perfect at any one thing anymore. You know, there's days where I feel like I'm not as good as I used to be in practice. There's days where I feel like I'm amazing in practice, but not like as available as I want for my family, or I didn't like get the things done that I wanted to get done. I also ride and compete horses, and like sometimes that doesn't happen in the way that I want. And so I think being okay with like, you're not going to do it all really well all the time. And that's just something I've had to come to terms with.
Wow. Well, welcome to life. My gosh. Welcome.
Right?
Well, it's also, you got a 1-year-old. I'll tell you what, you know, you might not.
It only gets better.
But your master is growing right now. I'll tell you that. You know,
well, life, and I'm going to say, like, I feel like you kind of make a choice. Either you do less things and you're really good at them, or you choose to do more things, which I think is a more colorful life. But you have, again, like you said, you have to just accept the fact that we're not looking for perfection here, right?
Right.
And you want to. You know, I think the key too is this. I think even in parenthood, you know, and in practice, it's not about how great, what if we reach what our expectations are. It's, are we better today than we were yesterday? You know, and I'm better at certain things. And maybe today, like you said, I don't feel as good because I got so much, but that's okay. I'm better over here. And as long as we're growing and baby steps like that, it's really what it's about, you know, because we got to be able to go home at night and look at our day and just say, hey, you know what? You know,
and did you try your hardest?
Yeah, and I got my wins. I got my wins today, you know? Yeah, you could strike out and still win.
Right. And there's days, I'm not going to lie, like there are days that are like slap me upside the head. Like there are difficult days. And then you kind of reset, right? And I think like you can get bogged down in those difficult days. And that's really the important piece is like using the amazing personal growth tools that we all know, you know, using your affirmations and taking time to like meditate, whatever that looks for you, like for you. I mean, I used to meditate like 20 minutes a day. Now I meditate when I breastfeed. Like,
Yeah. Well, I know for me, and I don't know if this is true, but you know, because
do you meditate when you breastfeed, Ron?
What's that? No. But I do know for me, because Mary, you know, you were at home more with the kids in those days. And I do know that I could have had a really crappy day. But when I came home, if my kids were sleeping or done whatever, just looking at them totally reset me. It just totally gave me the perspective that I needed, you know, and to just know that, wow, this is really what it's all about. It's, you know, all that other stuff is, it's a game and it's good and it's great. And we want to play it, you know, but you know, it's not life, man. This is what life is right here. I love it. But I'm just inspired by what you guys are doing, because obviously, you know, you found the way to balance it for you, and you'll continue to, because, you know, you got a 1 year old, and when Avery is 1.5, it's going to look different. And when she's 2, it's going to look different, you know. Mm-hmm. And then if a second one comes, you just don't know. I mean, whatever chooses to happen. I do want to ask your question, though, because I know that when Tyler was with us, And when you guys were with us last time, because, you know, you guys are doing such amazing things. And I want to get into your practice what I want to get into is about your model of when we say success, or I want to call it abundance, because, you know, abundance, success has like either you're successful or not. Abundance could be anything. Right. But before we do that, I was just so intrigued, because I just love this so much. And to this day, I talk about it with other people. And I mention you guys all the time around this, just how you set up your marketing with the talks that you do, the community, the way you brought in, you do Blair, you do specific work, and, you know, you do, you know, cervical cranial junction and you've got orthodontists, you get referrals by so many different medical doctors and other health professionals. And I just want you to kind of share how you guys do that. And so our viewers can just get the idea to be able to make that happen.
Absolutely. And it's something I'm super passionate about, because, you know, with many mouths, you've got to feed them. Right. And so we've got a lot of doctors. So on average, you know, the practice is generating anywhere from 35 to 55 new patients a month. And that's new patients that are showing up, you know, in terms of leads, we're talking like 50 to 70. Right. And so it's a lot of people that are reaching out to you in the community, picking up the phone and calling, or, you know, emailing. And to generate that, and in terms of where those new patients are coming from, when we first started out, the primary referral source was other providers, and then it was existing patients, and then it was marketing efforts, like community marketing efforts. Now, as our practice is just a little bit more mature, it is existing practice members is about 40%. And then I would say that there's, 35-38%, almost a split between professional referrals or other providers. And then there's a little bit more buzz where people just say, oh, I saw you on the internet, because we now have almost, you know, a couple hundred like 5-star Google review kind of thing. So we pop up in our area a lot more. And in terms of the professional referrals, number one, I think is understanding the kind of 3 different languages you need to speak as a good provider. You need to be able to communicate chiropractic to your patients. And that's a layperson. You need to be able to communicate chiropractic to other chiropractors, because you want to be able to like integrate with our profession. I mean, what you give to the profession, you get back. You know, I just recently retired from being on the board of the ICA. I'm currently on the Blair board and on the Upper Cervical Council board. And, you know, we we donate a lot of our time to serve the profession, but that juices us up in practice. And so you got to be able to communicate to chiropractors because we have our own lexicon and it's good to fire everybody up. And then you also need to be able to communicate to other professionals. And it's all about kind of meeting the person that you're communicating with at their level. I think a challenge has been with the profession trying to like teach other professions or sometimes even over teach our patients before the patient actually gets what they need from us. Like patients aren't going to actually care. Yeah. Patients aren't going to care what we have to say until we meet them where they're at and with their own needs. And so that those three languages are pretty crucial in terms of providers. And then in terms of a kind of system that we use for provider referrals, we do something called provider nights. And so I used to do this almost every month when we first started, and then it dropped down to every other month. We now do it once a quarter. And essentially, we invite another provider into our office to speak about what they do. And then we invite other providers to come and hear. Now, we have been open for 8.5, almost 9 years, and we've had lots of provider nights. Not once, not ever have we spoken at our own provider night. So we've never actually shared about upper cervical chiropractic. But think about it's all about kind of trust through association. Yeah. So Dr. Amy Przinski, yeah, who is an optometrist, she shows up, and then there's a physical therapist that does vestibular physical therapy, and they show up, but they're here in our office. And so they're like, there's trust through association, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, these providers actually physically drive to our office. They walk in our door. They see our space. You know, sometimes we will like take them around the office, show them our CBCT, the 3D x-ray that we do, show the tables, you know, like, but so it's a fantastic way to integrate within your provider community without showing up and trying to, you know, shove chiropractic down people's throats. Right. And so right. In terms of just some of the logistics, it's like if you're a younger practice, you really want to try to find a big fish. And what I mean by that is like a well-known provider in the community that does really good work. Because if you just invite them, and this is not to denigrate any single profession, but if you have a massage therapist speak, like it's not going to be as big of a draw as if you have like an orthopedic MD speak, right? And mm-hmm. So find somebody who's fairly well known in the community and nail them down for an evening. We typically choose Thursday evenings. It tends to be well received in the provider community, at least here in the seacoast of New Hampshire. We typically do from 6:30 to 8:30. And what you do is you also then generate a list of providers that you're like meeting with and talking with. And your patients are a fantastic source of these because, yeah, you know, we are spine experts as chiropractors, and specifically as Blair upper cervical chiropractors, I am an expert in the neck, but I'm not in the shoulder or the knee. And so I'll you know, talk to my patient and be like, who's the PT that you see if you've had your knee worked on? You know, who's your shoulder guy? And then you go to that PT or you go to, you know, that orthopedic person or this optometrist and you say, hey, who do you know that does pelvic floor therapy? Who do you know that's really good at dry needling? And so then you kind of have people open up the Rolodex and you're creating your own list. And so you really want to kind of send out an email blast. We use Eventbrite. And so we send out an email blast to these providers about 6 to 8 weeks before the event. And then we send another one about 4 weeks before the event. And meanwhile, you know, at this point, we send an email blast and people respond and then they show up. In the beginning, you know, you send the email blast and then you follow up with personal emails and say, hey, Susie, did you see the email about Eventbrite? It was great to see you at the Chamber of Commerce the other night. I'd love to see you in our office. We're having it. Can you come? And you really have to be, you know, you have to make the direct ask.
And it's this
not,
is the doctor.
Oh, we're doing this. Would love to see.
This is the doctor asking, right?
Yes.
Not the CA, right?
Yes.
So, because it's provider to provider. There's no...
No. So this is all provider provider to provider. This is all us reaching out to other providers. This is a lot of legwork. A tremendous...
Wait, and can I ask you a question? Do the same... Now that you're doing it, do the same providers tend to show up each time?
Yeah. We have a lot of providers that have come many, many times. We've had providers that come to like certain talks that kind of speak to them. We've had, so, you know, at our office at this point, our reception can hold like a capacity of about 20. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a TV that we hook up where they do their AV. How it works is a provider will come in, they'll do about a 45 minute talk. We allow for 15 minutes question and answer. And we really want it to be a social atmosphere. So we provide some snacks, healthy, like we provide some like healthy snacks. We also provide wine and beer. Like it's really meant to be a happy social time where people kind of come in, grab some food, chit chat, listen to somebody speak about what they do. And, you know, I'll do a little bit of an intro, and I always talk about how, you know, the goal is to get our patients better faster and how it's really a vulnerable thing to refer out. I mean, nobody refers out the cases that they got a home run on, right? Like, you're not going to refer out a home run case. Like, you're referring out these patients that are tricky or have comorbidities that you're trying to co-manage. And so you really want to have great relationships with people that you refer, and that's going to help get our patients better faster. And the provider group that we have built, they get that. It's fantastic. You know, we're really excited.
And I thought, it's interesting, because this was my perception, because we didn't go deep into it. My perception was it's the same people. Let's just say you have eight people, and then every month or every 2 months, whatever it is, a different person speaks, but it's the same group, the core group. And I love what you said. I love that you just invite people. I'm sure they say, hey, I'd love to, if you ever need me, I love to speak, I'm sure. But the other aha that I got was you guys not speaking. I'm thinking like, oh my God, what a great opportunity for me, for the doctor to present, the chiropractor to present, the host to present. But the truth is anytime they're going to think about a chiropractor, if they walk away with a home run, with a win, anybody, any of the 10 people there that night, let's say providers, they think about chiropractic, they're going to think about you right away. And it's like, yeah, it's like, and there's no like, I like that or didn't like it. They're thinking, I love this. This is unbelievable. It's a great.
Yeah, it's that trust by association. It's really critical. And it's something that we do as humans all the time. It's like, Ron, you know, you introduce somebody like, oh, you know, here's my plumber. He did great work on my house. He can help you out too. Like, why can't we do that as providers?
Yeah.
And you know how many chiropractors would have such a hard time not speaking about chiropractic? Like having an audience there and being like, like if you said, if you were coaching a chiropractor, said like, whatever you do, do a short intro, but don't talk about chiropractic, they would blow it. 90% of us would blow it and be like, well, I have an audience. I mean, I have to, and then we would talk about subluxation, and it's the exact opposite of what you said to do.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And it makes total sense.
I love it.
I mean, the time that we do talk about chiropractic is the time where we're like one-on-one with these providers, because a lot of the providers that we're inviting, you know, we've had coffees or we've gone to their office, you know, you develop the relationship and, you know, you ask about what they do and how they do it and where, you know, their background, and eventually they're going to ask you about you. And then that's the time. But I think in this particular type of an event, it's not the time or place.
I think it's great. Question for you, and thank you for sharing that, because I've always wanted to know like deeper about that. It's just awesome. You talked about the 80%, you know, 40% referral, 40% internal referral from patients, 40% from providers, right? Like, and the other 20% marketing. You're not, is it paid advertisements out there like Google ads and Facebook ads, or is it just like just being known in the community?
We do relatively very little Google or paid advertisements. I would say $500 or less a month. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some people that do, you know, thousands of dollars a month in terms of social media paid advertising. So it's really mostly being known in the community, patient referrals, provider referrals. That's our bread and butter. And also like I've been out for 14 years. I graduated in 2010. I still will show up and do screening. And what that means is like, so, but I do that because it's important to be a part of your community. And I think those community events, it's just, I mean, and like the thing that I will wrap my head around too is like, there's a couple different local small like hospital type groups, like something called Access Sports Medicine or Wentworth Douglas Health Partners. Like, and Wentworth Douglas Health Partners is literally associated with Mass General Hospital, huge hospital system. They have tents. They're out there with their community talking to their community. Yeah. So sometimes when chiropractors are like, oh, you know, I don't want to do that. It's like, you're a business in the community, support the 10K run that is happening at Market Square Day that everybody, you know, in the Seacoast walks by. And so no longer are we like, we have to book, you know, 15 patients from Market Square Day, which when we started, that was like, we had goals, and but now we're just kind of out there and we're chatting. But also because our goal is also to be a bit of a training center for Blair upper cervical chiropractors. We have three associate doctors that are still building their practice. Like, you never really want to drop that community marketing piece. At least from my perspective, I think it's pretty vital.
Yeah. That's great. I can think of so many people right now that I want, I can't wait to get this Life by Life West out for people who, and Ron does talk to people about, and that was how long ago that we did that Life by Life West with you and Tyler. He does talk about you and how, like, with the getting the professionals in, but like now we know a little bit more about it. It is so different for me. I'm sure, Ron, you've learned a lot today too.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. And you know, here's the thing. The other night, two nights ago, I was speaking to 40, 50 doctors at an event in Santa Clara or San Jose. And one of my docs that work for us, you know, we have a brain center now, Nexus Brain Center at our California campus. He was there. So I had him come up. He spoke for about 10 minutes. And you know, he said something that Jeff Shelton has always said, and which I love, because Jeff was the first person I heard it from. He said, you know, every chiropractor should have at least, every patient or every person should have at least three chiropractors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Upper cervical chiropractor, full spine chiropractor, whatever, functional neurologist, maybe a sports car, depending what you do, at least three, right? At least three. And, you know, we've tended to hold on to our people, you know, and like, oh, no, you shouldn't go see that person. You know, you're with me. Like if you're going to go, you know, why do you want to go see anybody else? And the truth is like, you know, when we start to really see what we do, you know, people have a ton of medical doctors. They have a ton of, you know, you just said, Michael, you take care of the neck, you know, especially the upper cervical region, you know, see, you know, the joint all the way down to C4. It's like, that's just something that we got to get our consciousness around, right?
We refer to other chiropractors all the time. So in our office, we're a fee for service office. So how it works in our office is patients cover their fees at time of service. We send the bills to the insurance company, and the insurance will reimburse the patient with any out-of-network benefits that the patient may have. And so there are some people who literally call us up and they're like, hey, I've got a hot low back, like I want to be adjusted today. And we refer to our full spine chiropractic friend. And, you know, then we also have a chiropractor that does a lot of like more manual therapy, extremity stuff. Like, so co-managing with other chiropractors is really important. And like, we have other chiropractors that refer to us, but it's also about that professionalism where it's like, this chiropractor has referred this person in. It's a vulnerable thing when you refer somebody, you're asking for help. Like, don't then talk badly or about that person that referred in ever. Like, so it's like, I've helped this person with their vertigo. And then I've sent them back because there was also arthritis in their lower back that the other chiropractor was doing a fantastic job with. And so it's like, that's really critical, really critical.
I love it. And you know, this is leading us, and I, you know, we're getting to our witching hour pretty quickly, but this is leading us to what we're talking about that I leaded to at the very beginning. I alluded to just about abundance consciousness. Let's just take a couple minutes because we're just about at that point. But you know, Michael, you've got such a great abundance consciousness. You told us about the coaches that you have, not the person, not their name. Yeah. You know, just share in a couple minutes, like, you know, where you got this, you know, this consciousness around being able to, you know, have it all. Doesn't have to be perfect. But in days it's not, certain ones, but just share with our viewers.
Most days it's not. Most days. Yeah. So I had shared with you guys that we have three coaches. So my husband and I are in practice together. We live together. We're married together. And so we have a personal coach, relationship coach. This is a woman that actually married us, and we've been working with her for years. We have a financial business or a financial coach that talks with us about like how to handle money. And then we have a business coach that like handles our practice nuts and bolts. And so we have like three different coaches that we work with. And I think that in terms of the abundance piece, like sometimes chiropractors feel like what we do maybe doesn't have as much value, or we have to like serve patients, or there should be like there shouldn't be as much kind of upfront talk about money. And I think that that's challenging for our profession and for individuals. We run a 7-figure practice, and we're able to do that because we understand the value that we are providing to our patients. Yeah. And so, you know, there's a fee for our initial evaluation. You know, we're spending time with that patient. The information we learned at LifeWest, like students who are sitting in classes right now, the information you are learning is valuable, and patients need to cover their fees for that information. And that's going to actually give that time with you more value to that patient. There's a great analogy. It's like, you know, you pick up a pair of sunglasses from a gas station for $10. Do you cherish those sunglasses, or do you let them get scratched in your car, like center console, and then you throw them away in a year? Like you buy a pair of like Ray-Bans for a couple $100, you take care of those. And so like there should be fees associated for what we do. And, you know, patients pay for the office visit, they pay for consults, they pay for reevaluations, and everything is laid out up front, but there's a fee for that. And I think that patients who cover their fees value the care better, which actually is a critical part of the relationship, because if you value it, you will get better results. Okay. And if you get better results, then you're actually going to talk to your community about how you got results at Arete Chiropractic in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And so it's like, that's what it's all about, is getting the patients better. And so they have to value the information that you're sharing with them, whether you're adjusting them or whether you're telling them that they need to like lift properly or ice, they're going to value that information if they're covering their fees for it. And I think that that will then translate into an abundant practice, which will allow you to, you know, reach out to different professionals that are going to help level you up, because nobody does anything in isolation. And so having resources like this Life by LifeWest that you guys are doing, like this is a great resource that provides amazing information at no charge that LifeWest and you guys are just putting out there for people. It's like fueling yourself with that is going to help fuel your abundance consciousness, like finding people that support you and help you, and making sure that your patients are covering their fees so there's value to your care.
I love it. I love it. And you know what hit me, Mary? When you were going to say something, what were you going to say?
Oh, I would like, I'm just like, I'm taking everything you say, but like, all I can, I'm watching it, I'm thinking like, and to go a little bit deeper, like the value that you and Tyler, like you value yourself so much that allows you to go get three coaches.
Yes. And that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, you were talking about the outside, which is really important, you know, do, you know, fees and all that stuff, super, but it starts within, it starts within. And when you value yourself enough to spend that money, it's like we tell people, go, when you go get adjusted at your friends, pay for it, because you're going to value it. And if you're doing that, and you're definitely doing it, and you and Tyler are doing it, you have these coaches, you have all this stuff, you know, you're living the life that you choose to live, and you're coming from an abundant place. You know, our life leadership line that went out today was with Kent Greenwald. And it's tight. Mm-hmm. I might miss a word or whatever. You cannot serve yourself into poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't. You can't serve yourself into poverty. And you are serving yourself into abundance, because that's really what it's about. I love it. And you're taking care of you. And that's what professional athletes do, right? I've got a trainer. I got a guy who works me out. I got a cook. You know, I've got all these different people in my field that are there to support me, right? So I can bring the best I can bring. And you're doing that.
And because, and I know we're wrapping up here, but this is also, I think you'd said, for students and newer docs and people that are kind of looking for information, like what this looks like now, 8 years into our own practice, 15 years into practice in total, is not what it looked like the first year or two.
Yeah.
But like you guys are saying, the mindset is there. And so while we might not, we always actually, like just a couple years after we started practice, we got a business coach. That's really critical, I think. But in the first couple years when it was really lean, like literally Tyler and I had a disagreement over the computer bags that we were going to buy. It was $10 difference. And I was like, no, we are getting the less expensive one. Like, right? Like these are the conversations. It was real lean. Because whole nother story.
And but listen, the purpose of these though, these life by life what's, when people get this, if you knew what you knew now, if you went and opened the practice up somewhere else, the leanness would be a lot less than it was back then because you have to go through it. And that's the purpose, is the more information we can give, you know, the more streamlined the success path can be for somebody, right?
Yes. And that's like the information is kind of what I was getting to is like, you know, you don't necessarily have to have coaches that you pay right off the bat. You can have information that you spend your very valuable time gleaning from the internet or from conferences or other chiropractors, other people that you think are doing what you want to do successfully. So there's a ton of information that is at absolutely no charge out there, you know, this being a big piece of it. And that diving into that and giving your time and effort and attention to it can make anybody successful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Woo! Well, guys, listen, we could go on and I so appreciate you, Michael. I mean, it's just so refreshing. You know, I love that what you guys are doing, number one, on a healing level, number two, on the specific work on a community level, on an educational level. And then, of course, just more than anything, the balance you have in your life and your family and how you guys are just really, really working at that because it's a constant juggle. You know, it is. It is. But I'm going to wrap up because we kind of hit that witching hour and just for our viewers, thank you. Thank you for coming at us. So thank you for listening. I know there was a ton of gems. There are, I don't know one person that I know in the chiropractic space or any space that shouldn't hear what Dr. Michael Beebe talked about today. I truly, it's about for any individual anywhere, right? Right. So please share this. And I thank you for sharing it because there's so many, we get emails and different people come up to us. Just someone the other night, someone came up to me, about 2-3 people came up to me and said, man, we watch your Thursday videos that come out. They're incredible. So please, thank you for sharing them. Thank you for passing them on and please pass them on. Continue to do that. And mostly thank you for all the work that you do. Taking care of people and making this world a better place because that's really what it's about. So for myself and Dr. Mary and Dr. Michael, from all of us, we want to wish you the best. Keep your success going. Keep the abundance consciousness. Keep working on that and working at your craft to become the best that you can possibly be. No matter when it is, it's okay to have the down days because, you know, the next ones are going to be going up. And until we meet again, we'll all bid you adieu and keep loving those around you, hugging those, and remember that you are much more powerful than we were ever led to believe. So see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.